Hello and welcome to your GCSE Geography Revision Podcast. Today we're diving into UK river landscapes. Whether you're studying the dramatic upland gorges of the River Tees in the Pennines or the wide meandering floodplains of the River Severn, this topic is all about how landscapes are shaped by both nature and human activity. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to name a specific UK river landscape, explain how it formed, analyse the factors that have changed it, and demonstrate that interaction between physical and human processes that examiners are looking for. Let's get started. What do we mean by a distinctive river landscape? A distinctive landscape has a recognisable character, features that make it stand out. In rivers, this character is shaped by the course of the river, the geology, the climate, and what humans have done to the land. UK rivers flow through two broad types of landscape, upland and lowland. The contrast between them is remarkable. In an upland landscape, think the River Tees in County Durham, you'll find steep V-shaped valleys, fast-flowing water, waterfalls, rapids, and interlocking spurs. The dominant process is erosion, the river cutting downwards into the rock. High Force Waterfall, near Middleton in Teesdale, is the largest waterfall in England by volume. It drops around 21 metres over hard dolerite rock, part of the windsill, while softer limestone beneath is eroded more quickly, undercutting the caprock and causing it to collapse. Over thousands of years, the waterfall has retreated upstream, leaving a dramatic gorge. That gorge, carved by hydraulic action, abrasion, and attrition, is the distinctive landscape. Now contrast that with a lowland landscape. Take the lower course of the River Severn through Worcestershire and Gloucestershire. Here, the gradient is gentle, the channel wide and deep, and the dominant process shifts to deposition. The river meanders in great looping bends. On the outside of each bend, lateral erosion creates a river cliff. On the inside, deposition builds a slip-off slope. Sometimes a tight meander gets cut off during a flood, leaving an oxbow lake. The Severn floodplain is one of the widest in England. Repeated flooding deposits fine sediment called alluvium and builds up natural embankments called levees. This flat, fertile landscape, with oxbow lakes, levees, and wide meanders, is the distinctive lowland river landscape. Here's where many candidates lose marks. The question is never just about physical processes. Examiners want you to demonstrate the interaction between physical and human processes. Take urbanisation. When a city grows around a river, think the Thames through London, natural land is replaced with tarmac and concrete. These impermeable surfaces mean rainwater runs off quickly into the river, rather than soaking in. Peak discharge arrives sooner and higher. This increases flood risk, accelerates bank erosion, and changes the channel shape. The landscape is altered by human activity. Agriculture is another huge influence. In upland areas like the Yorkshire Dales, overgrazing by sheep removes vegetation cover. Without roots to bind the soil, erosion increases. Sediment washes into rivers, changing deposition rates downstream. Drainage schemes also increase runoff rates, raising flood risk. And then there's direct river management. Channelization, straightening a river, increases water velocity, which can increase erosion downstream. Dams like Kielder Dam on the North Tyne trap sediment, starving the river downstream of its natural load. This causes the river to erode its own bed more aggressively, channel incision. The landscape is fundamentally changed.
Right. Let's move on to exam tips and common mistakes, because this is where marks are won and lost. The single most common mistake I see is candidates failing to name a specific UK river landscape. If you write a river in the UK without naming it, you will not access the higher mark bands. You must name the river and the location. The River Tees in the North Pennines, the River Severn in Worcestershire, the River Wye in the Brecon Beacons. Be specific. The second common mistake is describing physical processes without linking them to the named landscape. Don't just tell me what hydraulic action is. tell me how hydraulic action shaped the gorge below High Force on the River Tees. Apply your knowledge to a real place. Third, many candidates focus entirely on physical formation and ignore human processes. Remember, the question is about the interaction between physical and human processes. You need both. A brilliant answer shows how physical processes created the initial landscape and how human activities have modified or disrupted those processes. A few command word strategies. If the question says explain, give reasons, use because, therefore, as a result. If it says assess or evaluate, make a judgment, consider different factors and reach a conclusion. If it says describe, focus on what the landscape looks like without necessarily explaining why. For extended writing questions, typically 6, 9 or 12 marks, use the Peel structure. Point, evidence, explanation, link. State your point, support it with specific named evidence, explain the geographical process and link back to the question. Always finish with a conclusion that directly answers the question. Now, let's do a quickfire recall quiz. I'll ask you a question, give you a moment to think, and then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is the name of the largest waterfall in England by volume, and on which river is it found? The answer is High Force, on the River Tees in County Durham. Question 2. What is the term for the crescent-shaped lake left behind when a meander is cut off? An oxbow lake. Question 3. Name two human activities that increase the rate of surface runoff in a river catchment. Urbanisation, replacing natural surfaces with impermeable tarmac and concrete, and agricultural drainage schemes. Question 4. What process causes a waterfall to retreat upstream over time? Undercutting of the softer rock beneath the hard cap rock caused by hydraulic action and abrasion, leading to collapse and retreat. Question 5. What is the term for the fine sediment deposited across a floodplain during a flood event? Alluvium. Let's wrap up. UK river landscapes are distinctive because of the unique combination of physical and human processes that have shaped them. In upland areas, erosion dominates, creating V-shaped valleys, waterfalls, gorges, and interlocking spurs. The River Tees and High Force are your go-to case study. In lowland areas, deposition dominates, creating meanders, oxbow lakes, floodplains, and levees. The River Severn is an excellent example. Human activities, urbanisation, agriculture, deforestation, and direct river management interact with these physical processes to change the landscape further. Examiners want to see this interaction clearly demonstrated in your answers. Always name your case study. Always use geographical terminology accurately. Always link physical and human processes together. And always reach a judgment in evaluation questions. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing past paper questions, and remember, specific knowledge is what separates a grade 4 from a grade 7. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.